Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are on Lamed Beis by the two dots as we continue here in Perek Benos Kusim, which we started yesterday, about the issues of Ziva and Nida. We started off yesterday the first detail of the halacha that the Benos Kusim, we give them the status of Nidos, Benos Kusim, Nidos Marisasan, as we saw at the beginning of the Perek. Is this because that we saw Tosfos discuss based on the Gemara that we were just goes there even if they didn't see because there were Choshes Lemiyut that saw, or is it, as we'll see in the Gemara, that based on what the Mishnah said, Yoshua saw called Dam Vadam. So we'll see that as we continue more into some of the details. So let's go back to Lamed Beis and Mabeis, Hakusim Etamen Mishkaf Tachton Ke'elyon. So we already explained this in the Mishnah based on what the Maskan of the Gemara is. But let's see how the Gemara understands it, because it seems on the surface like an unusual line. What does it mean that the Kusim are Metame, the lower Mishkav, as the upper Mishkav? What is that referring to? So says the Gemara, my Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. So what does it mean? We know there's something called, there are differences in halacha by certain people who are Tameh about a Mishkav Tachton and Elyon, like we know the Mechusri Kapara, Zav and Azava, Yoledas. We know the Mishkav under them, the Torah tells us, is also an Avatuma. If it's just touched, then it's a Rishon Latuma. So is it referring to that? Is it referring to something else? And remember, this is all in the world of Durabanan. We're being Machshiv them and giving them the status. So again, once the Rabbanan, as we said yesterday, you one can be mechalik and not given the full status of the person that were the tumah that we are giving them. So my mishkav tachton elyon. What does it mean that the kusim's mishkav tachton is like elyon? So ilema, is it just to say that if they're on 10 mattresses, that the one that they're touching right under them is the same as the one that's 10 mattresses under them? That tachton and elyon, but they're both really tachton, but it's the elyon of the tachton. That's how we're understanding it. Ilema de iika yud matzos. Is it if there are 10 mattresses? V'yasev alayhu, and this kusi, who we're getting the status of azav, sits on them mitamiluhu. So then all of them will be tamei pshita. So that would be obvious. If we're giving them the status of azav or azava, and we're saying that they have the full status of azava, then that is medrash, that is the halacha of sitting on any of these items, and it would become tamei, and all of them will become tamei to hadaras lahu, and that's the dar pashut pshita, isn't that pashut? The Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran note that it's not pashut in the sense of there's a beferish pasuk about it in the Chumash, and we know exactly. It's how we understand the pasuk. But Yadua, says the Ran, in terms of, well, everybody knows that halacha, who's opened up a Gemara and has learned basic Tumah Vatara before. That's pashut. Sometimes pshita means logic. So here pshita doesn't mean exactly logic in the same way. Says the Ran, in the Chiddush Yeran, pirish lav de gufa de milsa pshitahi, de harbataras kohanim matzrich ribuya lahachi. Titanya Hasam, because the Brisa says there in Torah's Kohanim, Asher Yeshev Alav Azav, Ein Li Ela Yoshev Vinogeya, Minayin La Asara Moshavo Ze Al Gabe Ze, Viafilo Al Evan Amsameh, even if it's all the way down under a stone, Tamalom by Yoshev, Ala Kli Asher Yeshev Alav Hazav, Alma Midrasha Nafka. So it's not from a Drasha. So it's not Pshita in the normal sense. Ela Mishum, the Milsa Regilahi Betalmuda Ka'amri Pshita. Since it's something rugged and everybody knows, so then pshita. The lohav the lemisni ella shemitame medrash. Right? We don't have to have the chiddush shemitame tachton ki elyon. You could have just said that, and we would understand it. Right? ABCs of tumah vatara. So this is an example of pshita, but a pshita within the context. So to say that that's what the Mishnah means of metame mishav tachton ki elyon is not something that we think is the kavana of the Mishnah, because it could have said it in a much simpler way. Just say, Metame, Tumas, Mishkav, or Moshav, or the language, right, the language of the Aran. Just say, Lashon. Just say, Moshav, whatever it is. But anyway, so says the Gemara, so it must be something deeper. Ella, Shiehe, Tachtono, Shel Boel Nida, Kel Yono, Shel Zav. But it means that when we give the status to these kusim, of a zava, it means that the tachton of the boel nida of a kusi, right, the tachton, what he sits on, will have the status of an elyon of a zav, meaning one step removed, it'll be like a rishon. It won't be like mamish what a zav sits on. and it'll have the same status, but it'll be one step down. Tosfos earlier quotes, Tosfos at the beginning of the parak, one daf back, quoted the couple of different pshatim, what exactly this means, right? He quoted the shita of the Rashbam that explains it differently than how I just explained it. The Rashbam, back on the beginning of the parak, Lamed Aleph and Beis, Tosfos quoted the Rashbam that maybe Tachton means the El Yono Shel Zav. It means that if the Zav weighted something down. A little different, right? If you have like a scale type of thing, and you have something on one side, and the Zav weighs something down on the other side, that's what El Yono Shel Zav means. But Tosa doesn't like that pshat, v'lo nihira, and Tosa says, no, he thinks El Yono Shel Zav means a beged that is mixas on a Zav and mixas on the ground. Which is not exactly hesed. That's what Tosfos is dealing with. He wants to explain a type of tumah that is not exactly hesed. The zav is not moving the whole thing because part of it's on the ground. Okay. Either way, the message is that it's some type of rishon latumah that a zav creates, and not something that a zav sits on, which would be an avatumah. So that's what the Gemara says here. That's what the pshat of the Mishnah means. She tachtono shabol nida kel yono shel zav, meaning ma el yono shel zav ena matami ela ochlenu mashkin, just like the el of a zav, according to the various pshatim that we gave, weighing on it or touching it or any of the others. So that's only matami ochlen mashkin, meaning it's a rishon. It's a rishon because we know the rule is only a person and kalim could become tami from an avatoma, but food could become tami from a rishon latoma. So what items could become tami? People could become tame, food could become tame, kalim could become tame. Kalim including clothing. Those are three items that could become tame. So, but they're different rules. So just like the El Yono Shel Zav could be metame ochlen u'mashkin, it's like a rishon, it's a haftachtono, shabol nida, eino metame ala ochlen u'mashkin. And that's what it would apply here. Haftachtono shabol nida. Good. Good. And it's talking about the tachton of a bald nida that we're giving the status of the kusim, that status. But as we'll see, we're talking about a general bald nida, right? Not just the status that we're giving to the kusim, as we're going to learn out the makoros, as the Gemara is going to quote. So now the Gemara wants to, go into what are the sources for each of the halves of these statements. How do you know that El Yono Shel Zav has this status? How do you know that Tachton HaBol Nida has this status? And that's the status that we're giving to the Kusim. So El Yono Shel Zav Minalan. How do you know that El Yono Shel Zav has the status of being Metame Ochlinu Mashkin? Tiksiv, because the Pasuk says, V'chol Anogeya, V'chol Asher Yet Tachtav Yitma. Anyone who touches anything under Tachtav Yitma. So my will become tame. So my tata, what is tachtav? Is that talking about under the zav or under the beged? Right, tachtav can mean him or it. So we're not sure what is tachtav referring to, and that's the question about what the halacha is in this pasuk. So ilei matachtav de zav. Does it mean, is this pasuk teaching me that anybody who touches something that was underneath the zav will become tame? So then, that's true, but we know that from a different pasuk. Mi ve'ish asher yigav b'mishkavo nafka. The pasuk goes b'feirish. If somebody touches the mishkav of a zav that the zav sat on, so then one becomes tameh. So that can't be what this pasuk is referring to. Ela hanogeya b'chol asher yeh hazav tachtav. Must be referring to flip the words. Anything that a zav is under it. That's how you understand the pasuk. If somebody touches something that a zav was under, meaning the zav, it was over a zav and the zav touched it. Umay nihu. El Yono Shel Zav, right? If anybody touches that, that's what the pasuk is referring to. Let's just go to the next line. Nitka akasav. So this pasuk is separating the person who touches something that was on top of the zav from something that was under a zav. There's a difference in halacha. Nitka akasav mituma chamura vehevi ledek tuma kala. The pasuk is going from Avatoma to Rishon Latoma, Chamura Takala, Lomar Lachash, Eina Matame, Ela Ochlenu Mashkin. That's what this pasuk is referring to. How do you know that? As we'll see, because it doesn't say anything about washing one's begadim. So we know it's a lesser of a tuma, and it's only Matame, Ochlin, Umashkin. So that's the source. That's the source in the Torah that a Zav, who touches something, it's not as Chomer as if the Zav sits on something, but if he touches something, that's the El Yono Shel Zav, so that is a Rishon, and that's what we're compare the bol nida with. Let's just continue a little bit. Amar, so Gemara says, wait, how do you know you go down that far? That if the Elyon HaShel Zav is not mitame people at all. Maybe you only go down a little step. It makes people tamei, but not enough to be matami the begadim that they're wearing. But it still can make people tamei. That's one step down instead of jumping two steps. Aval adam o begadim lita o aval adam o begadim litamei. Maybe el yonos shalzov can be matame adam, just not adam litamei begadim on them. Maybe you just go down a little bit. It's matame, but it's still matame adam. Amar kra yitma tumakala mashma. No, it says yitma, which is mashma tumakala. What does that mean? So again, the Rishonim say, because it doesn't say barachat famayim, just says yitma, and therefore, that is the halacha for elyono shel zav. That's what we know. Again, mishkav azav, again, it's here, so we'll mention it, but we've mentioned it often in the past. It is one of those exceptions to the rule. If a zav sits on something, that the tuma is transitioned on the same level. It doesn't go down. It is across, right? It's also an avatuma, the mishkav or the moshav or the merkav of a zav. What type of halacha is that? So there is a fascinating discussion in Baba Kama that fits in to a thought of Rav Soloveitchik. Where Baba Kama discusses in Perek Merubah and Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, the idea in the context of Gezel and Yeush, that's the sugya. So the Gemara quotes a brisa, Mishkavo velo hagazel. Talking about Mishkav Azav. Mishkavo. Only the Mishkav Azav is going to become Tameh, and not a stolen Mishkav. Velo hagazel. So the Rishonim wonder, what is the case of Mishkav hagazel that is not, does not become Tameh, in this context? So the Gemara goes into, is if you stole wool and then you made a mishkav, then obviously that's shini maisa. Of course, that's yours. That's the gazlan's. That wouldn't be called mishkavo agazol. It must be that you stole the mishkav of your friend. You stole the mishkav of your friend. Gazol mishkav dechaver. What's the pashtus of the Gemara? Somebody steals a pillow from their friend and sits on it. And if that gazlan happens to be a zav, they're not metameyit. That's the pashtus of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, and that's what Rashi seems to say. Pashtus of Rashi. Mishkavo. Ish asher yigab mishkavo. Gzeris akasav lahotzi as a mishkav agazol, sheino nasa avatuma letamei adam. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't become an avatuma to be metamei adam, again, to be a mishkav. That's the pashtus. Tosfos cannot fathom that this is true. Why? Because Tosfos, two questions. First, logical and textual. Tosfos, mashmi toch birsha kuntris, terutz alomar, mishkav gomer shel chaveiro. If I stole the pillow of my friend, if I stole the couch of my friend, im gozlo, ein matami mishkav, dixeros akasavu. Tosfos' first question, two words. Vizeo tema. Zeo tema, without explaining what the tema is. What's the tema? Tosfos l'chora assumes that being matami something is like, I don't know, pouring milk into somebody's chicken soup. Ah, ain't not the most of the it's a mitzius. Right? How can you say that? That doesn't work. If I pour milk into your chicken soup, even though it's not mine, I've assered it. So isn't that what tuma is? If I'm a zav and I sit on something that's normally sat on, so doesn't that make it tame automatically? Who cares if it's guzzle? This doesn't have to do with that type of legal definition that it's not mine, does it? That's Tosfos, is that tema? And then Tosfos is Akasha. Tosfos as Akasha of a Mishnah Taurus, that he thinks the Mishnah Taurus also gives us the impression that Gazel would become Tomei. So that's why Tosfos has to give a different shot of the Gemara. Umefarish Ri, again, Tosfos is bothered by the Pshuto Shal Gemara because of other reasons. So the Ri says, no, the case is where the Gazel Mishkav Dechavre She Gazel Oroz Shal Baal Habayis. Somebody stole hides of the Baal Habayis. Sheinu Mechusaren El Yichud. You stole hides, but nobody knows if these hides are going to be used for a rug, so it's finished now, you've reached Gemar Malacha, or you're going to make them into something, you know, more elaborate, and therefore you haven't reached Gemar Malacha yet, and we know Tumah is only Shoret, is what Tumah is only possible on something that has Gemar Malacha. So that's the issue here, about whether the Machshava, you know, of one could work for the other. Ve'ein tzorach shum tikkun, ve'ein chazorach machshava. Fa'vishaper dumya degozal karban dechavre. Shemaya gozal behemesh achulin, shemacheres kedusha. Ze'a yikamokh muchusar maisa gomer ki'en imr da'avda vi'avde moshkav. Ava gozal oganav mishkav gomer dechavre. But if somebody steals a couch of their friend, metami mishkav l'kulei alma. Right, it's for sure, mishkav. That's the Rashbam. So what's the pshat of Rashi? Right, instead of Rashi. Rashi says, if I steal the couch of my friend and I sit on it, I'm not. Isn't tumah just passed on? If a dead body touches something, that's going to make it tummy. Doesn't matter whose it is. Doesn't matter whose it is. So why should this be different? So if, again, it's still a chiddush, but if Soloveitchik's idea in Mishkav Azov helps somewhat, and that is, Soloveitchik writes, is quoted in a number of places, and I usually read it from Zichron Arav, a paper they put out many years ago. Rav Lichtenstein has an article about Mishkav, Tumas Mishkav, and he quotes Rav Soloveitchik, his father-in-law here, who says that, what is the fact that the Tumah does not go down, what does that reflect? With only very few examples of this. We also have Cherev Harik Chalal, right, by the sword. So that's another example. But what does that reflect? That there's no mitame and nitma. But rather, it's not that the tumah is transferring, it's just that the item is now being defined. If a zav sits on a couch, that is now the mishkav of a zav. And the Torah says the mishkav of a zav is tumah. It's not that the zav is being mitame the couch. If tumah is transferred, then it has to go down, by definition. But here, tumah is not being transferred. It's just that the zav is sitting on the couch, and mishkav azav, and the Torah says, a mishkav azav is an avatumah. Right, just like a sheretz is an avatumah, just like shechah zera is an avatumah. So mishkav azav is also an avatumah. So it's a legal definition. It's not tumah being transferred. If that's true, then memela, that makes Rashi a little, you know, more palatable. Because according to Rashi, it's about a legal, you know, maybe you can't label it as a mishkav azav if it's not yours. Right, just like Tosfos is a pshat of the Rashbam, the Gemara Malacha. You can't, your machshava shouldn't have an effect. So here too, your definition, your defining it, shouldn't have an effect. And that's what he says. He uses it to base it on to explain to Rabbeinu Tam that, that we're not going to get into now, that's machalik between, different levels of tumah. But again, that's what his, suggestion is. Let me just start from the beginning. He says, "Dilgabi mishkav moshav nemrushte alachot ha'achas shazav hashochevo ayoshev meichel shei mishkav azav moshavo al kli shetachtav." Kamisha shemati kama pamim. He quotes from his father-in-law. Kibahai gavna ein azav mitame yasam mishkav ela magdiro ba'ofan sheshuv ha'torah hishetimaso ashalachin ein kan horadas dargas atuma kimekubal sheish mitame v'nitma shalzeh nemar toldoseim lav kayotzi bahen babakama. And the shnia shavna mazav mitame yasam shetachtav ayde yeshiva ushchiva kamosha mitame de mago masa belagabi klim yuchal yeshiva nidol yafesh yelachot. Right, he is mitame yet also like normal, but that would be like the only normal one going down, like to be the Rishon, but it wouldn't be the, and that would be acceptable, even though you wouldn't be able to make it into a full Moshe. Okay, but that's just Rav Soloveitchik's chiddush about Mishkav Azov, and that's what the Gemara here is Machadesh, that Mishkav Azov is only by something that the Zov sits on, but something that is on top of the Zov, or something that the Zov leans on the other side of the scale, like the Rashbam, and the other Shitas, so that is only Mitameh, it to be a Risha. So that's half of the statement. Remember the first half of the statement, we're comparing. We gave Pshat to the Mishnah, Mitameh Mishkav Tachton to Elyon, that the Tachton of the Baal Nida is like the Elyon of a Zov. So far we just explained what's the source that the Elyon of a Zav is a Rishon. So what about the other half of the statement? So that's what we're up to now. V'tachtono shal bo anida minalan. If a bo anida sits on something, how do we know? Again, a nida sits on something, that's a moshav. But if a bo anida sits on something, so he doesn't have the exact same status as the nida. So minalan, how do we know that? So Ditanya, the Brisa says, so he nidas Allah by a bo anida, says, her nida shall be upon him. Sehi nidasa alav. So yachlo yala l'ragla. You might think yala l'ragla, an amazing havamina. You might think that, oh, he should be like her. So it should be exactly like her. Let's say the nida is in day 4 of nida. Then maybe he should only be tummy for another 3 days. Because he's just like her. Ya'ale l'ragla. Look at Rashi. Ya'ale l'sofa. Kigon ba'aleha b'shishi shela yitbo b'leil ha'machras kamosa. So if he is just like her, you might think yala l'ragla tam v'lomar yitma shiva yamim. No, 7 days. 7 days. Even if he was born on the last day, he's tummy for 7 days. Uma tam v'lomar sini desalav. So what's the emphasis of the pasuk that her nida is upon him? If it's not exactly parallel, sheyacho, because I might have said lo yitame adam v'kli cheres. I might have thought that he should not be mitame kli cheres. Because Kliheres usually has certain rules and limitations, as we know, Mitocho or Adam, Tamalomer Sinidas Allah. Mahi Mitama Adam Kliheres, just like she is an Avatoma, and she is Mitame Adam Kliheres, Avu Mitame Adam Kliheres. So too, he is Mitame Adam and Kliheres, meaning he is an Av. Imahi Ose Mishka Bumosha Latame Adam Latame Begadim Av, who Ose Mishka Bumosha Latame Adam Latame Begadim. So maybe a Baal Nida should have the full status of one of these people who create Moshav. So, right, that's what we know. So where's the time? Alomar, no, v'chala mishka v'ashi yishka v'alav yitma. She'en tam alomar v'chala mishka v'ashi yishka v'alav yitma. You don't have to say that if you're comparing it. Ma tam alomar v'chala mishka v'asher v'gomer. Why do you have to say it? So we assume, you say an extra pasuk, to be makel. Nitka, to be different. Nitka akasim yitub ha-chamur lo v'hevila di tumakala lo marlacha shin matame ala ochlin umashkin. So the extra pasuk teaches me that the Baal Nida is more kal than the full Nida. He's not exactly like a Nida, he's only a Baal Nida, and therefore it is less. As Rashi says here, mituma chamura, shaloye mishkavo chamur kemishkavalatami adam abogadam shalav, but one less. So now the Gemara asks the same question, same shakalatai as we had earlier. How do you know to jump down that it's not matame Adam and Kalem at all? Parach Rav Achai. And whenever this line of Parach Rav Achai comes up in Shas, Parach Rav Achai is always a discussion. Does this mean Rav Achai the Gaon, Rav Achai the Rishon, or Rav Achai was the Bala Sheilto, so Tosas and Ksubas Dabbeis, and others talk about how we have a few lines here and there that were put in from the Gaonim. The Rishonim point this out in various places in Shas. Every once in a while we have a few lines that were put in by the Gaonim. Some Rishonim suggest, and other Rishonim say, hey, la, Harif the other way. But if you see it's put in later on, so that could be Rav Achai. So here, also, is this Rav Achai? The problem is, that Rav Asi answers. Rav Asi was an Amora. So some say, this one can't be Rav Achai, Gaonim, because that was after. And others say, no, maybe it's just as Parach Rav Achai, but the question was asked earlier by other Amoraim, but the Gemara is just labeling it as Rav Achai here, but Rav Asi answered those other Amoraim. Okay, but either way. So Parach Rav Achai, the question is, in any case, just like we had earlier. Let's just go down one level. How do you know it should jump down? The Baal Nida should not be Matami Adam Bekalim at all. Maybe it just means he can't become Tami Letami Begadim on him. Amar Rav Asi Yitma Tumakala Mashma. Period. So we have the source. The source is for Boel Nida and for El Yono Shalzav. They're both only Matame Rishon. There is a fascinating comment of the Rishash. The Rishash in Chagiga Daf Chav Gimel. Rishash there says, the Gemara there talks about Tumas Mace. And the Rishash's suggestion is that maybe if somebody is Tamei Mace, and then I touch them, so I become Tamei Mace, maybe I should only become Tamei as long as they're Tamei. Ya'ale l'ragla. Right? The Gemara here, says the Rishash, says that if a Baal Nida, maybe he should only be Tamei as much as a Nida, because the whole source of his Tumah is the Nida. So therefore, he should be Tamei as much as the sources. And therefore, if the Nida is only Tamei for another 2 days, so he should only be Tamei for another 2 days. Kamashplan, there's a Pasuk to be Mechadish otherwise. There's a Pasuk to say, no, he's Tamei for 7 days. By Tumas Mace, there's no Pasuk. By Tumas Mace, there's no Pasuk. So the Rishash suggests that if a Tamei Mace that had the Hazaa on day 3, right, he gets the Paraduma Hazah on day 3. And then afterwards, he's talking about the context of Cherev Harik Chalal. So, and then he touches a Cherev. Now the Cherev should be Olo L'Regel to Mamamesh, and you don't need Bein Sarach, he only needs Hazah Shvi. You shouldn't need Hazah Shlishi, because he's only, the Cherev is only as Tameh, as the source of the Tumah, in terms of the Mace. Because there's no Pasik to tell us otherwise. But if that is true, Lamaskana, so what do you see from there? We discuss this, I think, at the beginning of the Masechta. And that is, when we talk about anyone who has to count a certain amount of time, a Nida has to count 7 days. Or a Zava has to count. Is the Nida fully Tamei and exactly the same Tuma of Nida until the last second? You even ask the question by Zava even more so, because Zava is counting Shiva Nekiyam. See, after she does her Hefsek Tara at the beginning of her Shiva Nekiyam, and now she's counting. Is she still in the Cheskas Tara? Cheskas Tuma? Or, as many understand, the Hefsek Tara changes her Chazaka. That's why it's such a transitionary, crucial Bdika, because it changes the status from Tumah to Tara. But what about Tumas Mace? If somebody's Tumas Mace, does it get less and less and less throughout the 7 days until, boom, it pops and there's no more tumah? Or is it fully tameh until the end? And interestingly there, we do something in the middle. Day 3 and day 7, we sprinkle the paraduma. Does that dilute the tumah at all? So suggest the Rav Shachter talks about this in Be'ik V'Yatzon on page Kuf Pei Gimel, that maybe there's a difference between Zava and Tumas Meis. And that's the basis for the Rosh Hashanah's distinction. When it comes to Tumas Meis, it goes down and down and down throughout the week. And that's why, Yala L'Ragla, if the Cherev touches the Meis, though it's only what's left by a Nidur or Zava, maybe it's full until the end. Afi Dibrei HaRishash, Yesh Makom L'Chalek Bein Tumas Meis Shesafar Mikzaso Levein Zava Shesafar Mikzaso Dibi Zava Di Afina Mikra Shalom Lo Mar Shabol Yolo L'Ragla Hari Mikra Zama Lam Deinu. The Pasuk teaches us she's Rak Darga Achas Shal Tumas Ziva. That's it. V'Zava B'Shvi Shala Dargas Tumasa Shaval Mamash Lo Dargas Tumasa Zava B'Rishon Shala. So it'll equal the whole week. Ubi Yom Riyasa. That's why it doesn't matter when a person touches the Zava. Ach, or it's Bol Nida. Ach, B'Tame Meis that's the issue of the Rishash and the other Gdolim that might not agree with the Rishash, whether it does go down or not. Maybe he quotes, this is a machlokas Amorim, Tanoim, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, but that's an important discussion of Ya'al L'Ragla. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, a little more than halfway down. Ema, so now that we have the sources, maybe it's not so pashit. Ema, v'tihini desa'alav klal, then her need that should be upon him as a klal. V'chala mishkav prat, so maybe another way to understand the psukim. Maybe it's talking about mishkav. Maybe the extra pasuk isn't telling me, oh, nitka kasev, so you just go down a level, lakula, but it's emphasizing the opposite. Mishkav u'moshav is the tumah that applies to a bol nida, but not others, like the Gemara said earlier, right, kli cheres and adam. Maybe you can like skip. It could be Mishkav and Moshav, it could be Matame, and not the generally easier transfer. Amar Abaya, no. Yitma Shivas Yamim Mafsiku Inyan. That phrase is in between. Havikalu Prat, Hamaruchakin Zemizeh. Vikal Kalu Prat, Hamaruchakin Zemizeh, and don't know so Vikalu Prat. So first day up, there can't be a Kalu Prat, says Abaya, because you have Sukim in between. You have words in between. Rava Amar, Lolin, Lolam Dunin, Vikari Buyahu. No, even if you say the Kalu Prat, but remember you also have Ribu Yumiye. So Vikal is a Ribu to include being Metame Adam Klicharis. Maskav La Rav Yaakov, Ema Kihi. Maybe he should be, the Baala should be just like her, because the Pasuk compares them. And in what way? Mahi lo chilakta ba, bein maga ala mashkava, latame adam latame begadim, lachumra, just like she is totally lachumra, her mishkav is matami adam to be matami the clothing that he's wearing, and matame licheres vechulu. So avus, and then he should maybe it's compared in terms of being consistent. She is totally tame, he is totally not. And therefore maybe he shouldn't even be mitame the amount that we think he should be tame. Look at Rashi. Afulo tachlo be magol mashkavo ulekula sheshneim lo yitamu. Right? Maybe even his maga shouldn't be mitame. Just like his mishkav is not mitame. So mishkavo pshita lo shenitka kasav. Right? We know mishkav goes down. Hilkach be magol nami shim naga ba adam lo yitame lo tame begadim. Right? Maybe you shouldn't haksiv itina saalav v'chulu. So our answer is amarava alav lahatino mashma. Alav means lahatino. He has to have, as Rashi says, some chumra, lahachmir alav. We're not being makel on him totally. There has to be some type of tuma that is going to apply to him. Okay, so that explains that line of the Mishnah. That next line of the Mishnah, that the kusim are metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon, mebeshein bo'ali nidos. Fine. Now we're up to the next, let's talk about that second line. We spoke about the first half of that line. Now the phrase of, because they are bo'ali nidos. So says the Gemara now, mebeshein bo'ali nidos. Atukulu bo'ali nidos ninu. What every kusi is a bo'ali nida. They are bo'ali nida, and therefore, we have to give them that status. Well, what about the ketanim? What are people who are not royal abia? What do you mean they're all bo'ali nida? Oh, Rashi. Va'ika pnuyim. Right, what about the pnuyim, the ones that are now married? Amrev Yisrach migdala'a b'nisu'al shanu. Okay, the married ones we're talking about. The married ones are the ones that are boiled in Idos. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. And the next line of the Mishnah, then Yoshua's al kol dam v'dam b'chulu. As we explained, they say every color dam is tame. Right? Even yarok, even the ones that wouldn't, and therefore that would cause problems. So Gemara says, wait a minute, Tanya. Amar Rabbi Meir, im hin Yoshua's al kol dam v'dam takana gadoli lohen. Isn't it great? They're just being more machmir. They are shomer and they're yoshev for every dam. So what's wrong? They're just being very machmir. Somewhere says, no, as we already explained to the Mishnah, it's going to mix them up. Ela shero'os dam adom umashlimos oso ladam yarok. They see dam yarok first, which, and they start counting the 7 days. And then they see dam adom in the middle, and that's where they should start counting the 7 days. They don't. They think that's in the middle. That's where they're short in the days of Nida, and it's all, the count is all mixed up. So that is number one, why it's a problem. Dover acher, or another reason why it is a problem and they have the status of nidos. Yom sheposek espo sofar to luminyan shiva. What do the kusim do? They count the day they do the hefsek tara as day one. Right, that is ABCs whenever one takes a Taras Mishpacha course. The first step is to remember and to recognize when they start talking about the B'dikos, Hefsek Tara is on day zero. The same night that a woman does a Hefsek Tara is the night that she goes to the mikvah. And therefore, if Wednesday evening before Shkia, a woman does a Hefsek Tara, Wednesday is day zero. And therefore, she goes to the mikvah the following Wednesday night, which will be, you know, after 7 days. So that is, and if we don't hold that way, that's the kusim. The kusim say otherwise. Yom sheposekesbo, the day that she does a hefsek tara, so far to Laminyan Shiva, that counts as day one. And that is obviously what we do not hold. Shulchan Aruch says this beferish, and all the Rishonim explain, that's what the kusim do. But we say that no. Shivas yamim, kuf tzadi vav in Yaradeya. Right, kuf tzadi vav, shivas yamim, shazava soferes matzchilin mimacharas, yom shepaskabo. From the next day. For the next day, Beferish, right? We don't pass on like the Kusim. V'kach mishpata, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch goes into, how one does it. But again, that is a crucial point, halacha l'maisa. Not like the Kusim. Says the Gemara, Maskavla Rami Barchama, V'tisperenu v'ananan nisperei. Why don't we count it? The Kaimalan mixes a Yom Kukulo. Why don't we count it? We have the principle of mixes a Yom Kukulo. Right, and therefore, let's say she does a Hefsek Tara 15 minutes before the end of the day. So those 15 minutes are clean. Either she's muhsekes b'tahara now, assuming that the hefsek tahara changed her status. So why don't we say mix the yom kukulo? Right, what's the problem? So let's continue first and then we'll get back to that principle. Amarava, imkain, if you're telling me there's a concept of mix the yom kukulo, and the last 15 minutes could count as a day for nakiyim, then the following never would come up. We know that if a man is counting 7 clean days, because he's a zav, if he has shechva zera, in the interim, in those 7 days, so then it's going to ruin his days. But 1 second, if you say mix the yom kukulo, so then let's say he has shechva zera in the afternoon, but the rest of that day should count mix the yom kukulo. So if you always have mix the yom kukulo after a problematic moment, so then the whole idea of a shechva zera ever being sosir will never come up. But mix the yom kukulo. So Gemara says, why not? What's the problem? You're right, if he saw Shech Vazer in the afternoon, that wouldn't ruin it. Maybe in a Chinami, that wouldn't be so sir. If he would see the last few seconds of the day, so then you wouldn't be able to say, mix as yem kakulo, right, meaning afterwards, and therefore, that would be the case, that's the Echitimsi, that Shech Vazer could be so sir, days of Ziva. Says the Gemara, really? We would say that the Din Darais is only talking about that case. Such a very limited, unusual case, that second? Samar says, and yeah, why not? We have time to have Ukimtas of Psukim. Sometimes we do that. We have difficult readings of Psukim in order to understand it properly. So we don't answer this question. Right, so the Gemara at the end here says, well, what's the problem? Why shouldn't we say mix the yom kukulo? And there's no answer to that question. We obviously don't paskin that way. But that's the maskana. Tosfos here, Tosfos says, at the end of, right, Ein ha'emes kein, you, Tosfos, you ask with the ihu. Ein ha'emes kein, mi deparach parak basro, we'll see later on, that we obviously don't paskin that way. Look at the previous Tosfos, sofat leminyan shiva, v'yim tomar, v'ha'amar, so we see mixiam kakulo applying in other contexts. Says Tosas, Yeshama de Rabbi Yossi, lest they mix the em kagula ela besof svira, kamo shomeres yom, avo betchila, kamo shomrim, kusim mode de lomrinan, bechulu. So how can you hold mix em kagula elsewhere? There are different rules when you apply mixiam kagulo. And again, this is an important principle that we touched on in the past. And this is what, again, Rav Salvechik noted, but again, other achronim noted as well. There are two requirements to say mixiam kagulo, right? That's the kasha that is asked by the achronim, Rav Yosef Engel. Again, you know there's an answer to this because there has to be, an answer. And that is, why don't you say, some of the achronim, Rav Yosef Engel quotes this in Nazir on Daf Hey, quotes the Maharami Panu, he says, why do you say by every Shabbos and Yontif, mixas a Yom Kagulo? Right, it's Shabbos afternoon, I've kept most of the day, mixas a Yom Kagulo. Yom Kippur, it's 2 hours left to the fast, mixas a Yom Kagulo, I did most of it, and therefore, I can stop now. Obviously, don't say that. Why? So the Rabbi Yosef Engel says, quotes the Maharami Panu, that maybe you only say mixas a Yom Kagulo by negatives, because you want to limit it. So, an hour, that's enough. Like by Tumah and by Avelus. But by Yinyani Kedusha and Simcha, you don't. V'yadarabah, min aroi lahosev michol alakodesh. Ulazeh romez akasav ma'alei shavuazos. Right, that's what the Maharami Panu says. But the Rebbe Yosef Engel, Gnashah, says, but we have it by Nazirus. Nazirus is Kadosh. Right, so, and that's what the Gemara has, mixing up Kulo by Nazirus. Counting two Nazirus, the end of one, the beginning of one on the same day. So you can't say that. So what is that? What is that? You need a different answer. So Rav Shachter quotes from Rav Salvechik again here in the same sefer. Two big fiatzones today. Simon Yud Zayin. You only say mixas yom kakulo at the end of a count, the end of a malos. You don't say it by a calendaric day. Right? A calendaric day is the day. Today's Shabbos. Today's Shabbos. You can't say mixas is Shabbos. The time after that is also Shabbos. You only can say by mixas yom kakulo if there is a personal count. When do you have to do a personal count? A zava and a avelus, all of those by a personal count, you could say it. You can't say it by a calendaric day. That's number one. It says near lafay din yaziva avelus acherim enam yom makvum baluach elanosaf imemach al aluach v'shayachim davka lo adam azeh beprat. That's where you can say mixiyam kagula, but not Shabbos and Yontif. Number one. Number two, the other issue to deal with is, so why don't you say mixasayam kagulo by nida? You only say it by zava. Right, we know Nida, whenever Nida, let's say a woman comes to Nida, day in the middle of Wednesday, so then you have to wait a full 7 days. She can't go to the mikvah until after day seven. While a Zava could go to the mikvah the seventh day in the afternoon. Right, one of the differences on a Daraisa level. So what's the difference? Or as Salvechik said, there's another ingredient for Mixasayam Kakulo. Not only is it the personal count, but there has to be a positive Nihug that one does during those days. It's mixas with an action. If there's something that needs to be done, right, a nihug, that also is a requirement for mixas hayom kakulo. And that explains, right, Zava has a nihug of shivanikiyam. She has to do a bedika to make sure that she has shivanikiyam. Anida doesn't have to do anything. She has to count. Just count 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, she does a half six. She's clean. She's clean. There's nothing that Anida has to do during those 7 days. She just counts. There's no positive niyog. A zava has to. Now a zava has the batikas to do. And therefore, that is a difference. And that also explains, or Salvechik explained, a question of the Taz and the Shach and the other Achronim. And that is, why do we say mixas yom kakulo by Shiva and Shloshim and not by Yud Beis Chodesh? Not by Yud Beis Chodesh. By Yud Beis Chodesh, we don't say you have that full end of Yud Beis Chodesh. By the end of Shiva, by Shiva and Shloshim, we say mixas yom kakulo. So some of the Achronim, the Taz and the Shach, on a quote from the Chumash Hadesh and on Shulchan Aruch, that maybe you only say mixas hayom kakulo by somebody that's totally on days. Mixas hayom kakulo, the end of day 7, the end of day 30. But the end of the year, mixas hachodesh kakulo, it's not the units are not days, they're months. So you can't say mixas hachodesh kakulo, and you can't say mixas hayom when the units are chodesh. Okay, that's one answer. But he gave another answer that says, by Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no positive niyug that you have to do. There's just isurim. Right? The ba'velus Yud Beis Chodesh, leka niyug klal. Vengzim ezim kakulo, gidro, the sagi bin niyug betchilas hayom ha'achron shal hamalos. That's all you need to do. The gedo chiyav ha'velus de shiva, she yin navel ha'avel as atzmo benivul maruba. And shloshim, nivul b'miksas. But ha'velus Yud Beis Chodesh is, she yimana ha'avel mi mosaros u mitanugim v'idunim. And he quotes Raya's to that. U'mayachar she'im ha'velus zu shum niyug, dina k'shivas yamim nida, to lo shayach lomar miksa yam kakulo, mehai taima, because there is no niyug. Good. So, we have a couple of shas topics here. Yala la ragla, mixas yam kakulo here. And related also, just to mention it, and again, that the when hefsek tara is very halacha lemaisa, and the next line is also very halacha lemaisa. Let's continue. Second to last line. Boy, remember chama. Polef v'shichva zera ma'ushet tistar b'ziva. If a ziva, if she, a woman is counting shiva nekiyim, so does what if she's polef v'shichva zera? She had been with her husband earlier, and we assume the Gemara says in Shabbos for 3 days after a man and a wife are together, she has shichva zera coming out of her. So would that flow ruin her shiva nekiyim? Right, we just mentioned that a shechva zera is soser ziva for the man. But what about pleita shechva zera from the woman? Rashi says, how do you have that? Doesn't a woman have to be a zava for 3 days and then start counting shiva nekiyim? So Rashi says it must be that they will violate an nisir. Shim shebezov. If they were together during her ziva, so then you could have 3 days later during her shiva nekiyim. Tosas and the other Rishonim come up with other ways that it could be done without even be'isser. Other heichitim says that it's not be'isser. Okay, but either way, that's the case. So is paletet shechva zera so seris be'ziva? Let's read the Gemara and then we'll get to the halacha l'maisa. So what is it considered when a woman has paletet shechva zera? Is that a why does it make her tameh? Because it flowed from her or because it touched her? That's the shayla. Roe haisa v'soseres. If it's a re'iyah, then it's like any other re'iyah that you would have, and it would be a problem, v'soseres. O dilma no gas haisa v'lososra. Or it's just considered touching her, and just like if she would touch a sheretz, it's not going to ruin if she touches shechva zera. So amarava. Lufan chorfei shabeshta, because he's so sharp, so shabeshta, he didn't focus. Nihinami desasra kametistar. Well, let's think about it. You want to think that it's going to be soseres? That it's going to ruin her days? How many days is it going to ruin? Tister Shiva? What? All 7 days it's going to ruin? Daya Kabbalah. It shouldn't be more chamor than the Bo'ala, right? Rashi, Daya Kabbalah. Zav Hamone Vera Keri Enosesser Ela Yom Echad. The male counterpart of hers, Shechva Zera, only ruins 1 day of his counting. So it can't be more chamor than that. Tister Yom Echad. And you're going to say, okay, it's only going to ruin 1 day? But it also doesn't work. Why? You need consecutive days. So you can't be more. It can't be do seven because it can't be more chamer than the man, and it can't do one because you need consecutive days. So what's the whole shayla? Okay, it can't be so ser. So the Gemara says ulatameh zav gufei echisasar. What do you mean? So what about a zav? You just said zav soser 1 day. How can it be soser? Latahara so amarachmanish lotei tumah mafsekas beneim. It also has to be consecutive there too. How could it work? You have to have consecutive days where there's no ziva blocking. And therefore you still have the shayla. Maybe it can be soser. Maybe it can be soser 1 day. So no answer given to that question, but that is the question about pleita shechva zera. Is it soser ziva? We assume lachumra, and that's what Tosa discusses here on the bottom of Amud Aleph. There is a rivet. The Ravid quoted in all the Rishonim here. There's a tshuva of the Ravid that the Rush quotes here, the Meiri quotes here, and that is the whole idea of Pleita Shechva Zera being Soser is only for Taharos. Is only for Taharos. Nothing to do with Halacha L'maisa Bizman Hazeh. V'arayvet Kasa B'tshuva, I'm reading the Ravid in the Rush. Shelo Amru Poleta Shechva Zera Shoseres L'Taharos Bovad. Aval L'Baila Eino Soseres. For sure not L'Baila. And all the Rishonim argue. Ask the Rush. V'dvarv Temuim. Heich tistar lachatsa'in. Sha'alu la yemei svirasa labaila. Vitahora lashamesh. Va'asura lataras lakodesh lamikdash. She could go to the mikvah and be with her husband, but she can't touch kachim. Was it soser or not? So the Rosh and all the other Rishonim argue, and in Shulchan Aruch, as we know, we paskin this way. And that is why the Shulchan Aruch says that a woman who counts, nowadays we know, based on the Chumra Derbi Zera, later on, Daf Samach Vav, every woman today that sees Tipas Dam Kachardol has to count Shiva Nekiyim. So we are Machmir to assume that Pleita Shechva Zera would ruin those Shiva Nekiyim. And therefore, step one, if a woman is with her husband, and right after she's with her husband, she becomes a Nida, she cannot start counting her Shiva Nekiyim for 3 24-hour periods, which means 4 days. Right, because that's as long as we think the Pleita Shechva Zera still have the status of Zera. So that's known as the 4 days. Known as the 4 days, as minimum. As we know, that, there are two extensions that Ashkenazim have in full, Sfardim, different Minhagim, but the Ramah has both extensions based on the Trumas Hadeshen. And that is, number one, even if a woman was not with her husband right before she became a Nida, even if she hasn't been with her husband for 2 weeks, still, woman's not allowed to start counting Shiva Nekiyim until a certain number of days has passed, at least four. And number two, another day is added on, a fifth day, and that's called the Trumas Hadeshin day, because maybe she saw Ben Hashmashos at twilight, and therefore she thinks it's night, a day, but it's really night. That's what we had on the fifth day. So that's the halacha that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that we wait 5 days before starting Shiva Nikiyim. And again, that's even, here it is, halacha, Sif Yud Aleph, Kuf Tzadi Vav Yud Aleph, Hapoleta Shech Lazer B'Mei Svirasa Im Hu Tov She Shos L'Shimusha, So Seres Oso Yom, L'Ficha Chamsha Shemitad V'Rasa Achakav V'Paska, So you only start counting from day five. From day five, that is the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Then the Ramah quotes that even if there was no Bia, Atu, Lo Shimsha, Atu Shimsha, and Ve'en Lachal, V'yeshakasu, Sha'achshav, En Lachalik Ben Shimsha, Imbaila, Lo Shimsha, V'kalisha Sharoa, Afilu Kesem, Sri Chalantin, Chamisha Yamim, Im Yom Sharasa, Boshe Tipsok, Leis Erev, V'tisma Shimnekim, Chinogim, Nerozenu, Ve'en Lashanos. Right? That's, even Lo Shimsha, and a fifth day of the, Trumas Hadeshin. So those are the Chumers. We have some coolers sometimes of that fifth day. Very often, most of the time, doesn't make a difference anyway, because the woman is bleeding for those days anyway, at least 4 or 5 days. Most cycles. But either way, that is the halacha based on this Gemara. That Rav Rishonim say that this Gemara about Pleita Shech Vazera, which is an unanswered question in the Gemara, were machmir for, and it is halacha l'maisa, and we even extend it to Lo Shimsha and add on a fifth day. Good. That is, again, a big discussion. The Rambam quotes people, women used to wait even longer, and he says it's not appropriate, but that's not for now. Let's continue. Ve'en chayavan alan al-bias megdash. And now back to the what the Mishnah said, that even though we're goes to this Tumah Kusim, but we're there, it's not a Tumas Vadai. So they're not chayiv on Bias Mikdash. It's interesting, one line, when we talk about the mitzvah of being Shomer, the Kedusha of the Mikdash, and not going into the Mikdash when Tame, the Torah starts off by saying, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael, v'shalchum en amachan ekol tzerua. That's the Pasuk of Parshas Naso. The Zayin LaTorah there discusses, very often, the Hamon Am out there believes that it's only the job of the rabbi and of the leaders to tell other people that they're doing anything's wrong. But me, not my job. Ever. Again, Tochacha is a big balance. But we, says the Zayin LaTorah, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael. The whole Am is responsible for the environment that they're in. And if there were Temeim around, you have to urge the leader to do it. You have to be involved in what goes on also. Not just the leader, right? Everybody has to be involved in making the society a better place. That's what he develops the idea there in this context. Weiter. Rav Papa Igla Latoach. Rav Papa once visited Amar I Katsurva Mirabanan Hacha Ezel Akabal Ape. If there's any great rabbi here, Tzurva Mirabanan, I want to greet him. Amra Le Dahi Hahi Savta. Ika Hacha Tzurva Mirabanan. For Shmuel Shmei. Yeah, there's a rabbi. Vitani Masnisa. And he always, knows a lot. Tani Masnisa. Yehi Rava Detevi Kavase. Right? You should be like him. Should be like him. Amar Midakama Varchi Liba Gavesh. I mean, Yerei Shemayim. If she gives me a bracha, that must be he's a real Yerei Shemayim. So Machronim I saw say, because the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, if somebody's his people are happy with him, that's a reflection that God is happy with him. And therefore, if she says that I should be like him and everybody, people, she likes him, it must be that he's Yerei Shemayim also. So that's why he says that. So Asal Gabe Rama Le Tura. So he went to him and he shechted an ox for him, give him some meat. Rama Le, and then Rama, same word, Rama Le Masi Adadi, and then he has a kasha on his Yerim Mishnayas. Tzan, our Mishnah says, Ein Chayavan Alal B'yas Mikdash, Ein Sovan Alal B'yasat Shumam B'nei Shetumasa Safek. Our Mishnah says, because this Tumasa is Safek, it's a Gzeira that she saw, so therefore you're not, you don't have the halachas of Vadei Tumah. Alma Misek Alo Safin and Shuma. You don't bring Shuma Misafek. Veramini, but the Mishnah in Taros says, Al Shisha Sveikos, so Vanessa Shuma, Al Safek Bigdi Amaretz. Al Sveikos of Tumah, you do burn Truma if this item touched Truma. One of them is Bigdi Amaretz, which is Safek, whether they are if they are tummy or not. So isn't this similar type of tumah? So why there do we burn and here we don't burn? So Amar Rav Papa, Ye Rava de Lasachel Haitura Lishlama. He says a tefillah. There's a little tefillah. Aruch Lanera says he davened a little bit before he gave the following answer. Right? He says Yehi Ratzon that this we should have a good meal. This ox should be eaten Lishlama. Hachamay Askina Bakusi Chaver. That our case is talking about a kusi chaver, a kusi that you know is somewhat learned. Kusi chaver bol nida mashus lei. So why would he be a bol nida if he's a kusi chaver? So shav case, he didn't have an answer. So shav gave us the comment of Simi Barashi. He goes to a different host because we hear Barashi omar lei. My time alam mashus lei. Why didn't he answer him? Because he should taval ba'olav adaras labide chaver. Maybe the case is not a kusi chaver, but a kusi who went to the mikvah, came out, and then was doris on big day chaver, and those begadim touched truma. So the kusi that just went to the mikvah touched this begadim of a chaver. So do we assume that they're tamei now? So va'azlu b'dei chaver v'naga b'truma. So what are the sveikas? Di mishum tumas am ha'aretz hatovele. He just went to the mikvah. And the Tosas Rit adds, and the Tumas Amarites were not goes that eat shivin akiyim. We assume once there's mikvah. V'i mishum bo'al nida. But if he's Mishum Bo'al Nida, so then, but you have no idea if he was a Bo'al Nida. Safik Bo'al Bakarav, Safik Lo Bo'al Bakarav. Did he go to was he Bo'al Bakarav within the past 7 days, and therefore the mikvah didn't help? Or not? V'im Tips Lomar Bo'al Bakarav, Safik Ishlimto Yarok, Safik Lo Ishlimto. You don't know if there was Dam Yarok here, and there was a mix-up with all the Dams. Vavi Svek Sveika, Vav Svek Sveika Lo Safin and Shuma. Our case is a case where there's so many Sveikas. He went to the mikvah, you don't know if he had Bia, you don't know if there was Dam. That's why we're not going to be served Shuma in our case. If there's one single Safik, Big Diyama Aris, then we would be served Shuma. That's the Mishnah in Taurus. The Aruch Lanier here discusses why this should fit into the regular rules of Svek Sveika. It's two different sveikos, not a suffik building on a suffik. It's a suffik about him, it's a suffik about her, about the dam, about when he went to the mikvah. So he has that trouble a little bit here. V'tevik lemi shum big de'ama aretz. So why don't we just say that this is should be nigzar. There's a separate gzera of big de'ama aretz, and that's why you don't need a separate gzera of big de'kusim. To amar mar big de'ama aretz medrash the prushim. So why do you have the separate gzera here? Amar lei b'kusi arum. Maybe we're talking about a case of Kusi Arum, so his begadim didn't touch the other begadim that we're talking about, so that's why this case is not about Big Dam Aretz, it's just about the Kusim themselves. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah. We'll continue next time with Benos Stukin. We spoke about the Benos Kusim. Next time we'll get into the Benos Stukin. We'll stop.